This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Gay marriage is a new thing in Massachusetts, but in San Francisco, gay couples have been married for months. Unlike those in Massachusetts, the same-sex weddings in San Francisco never had the sanction of the state. Mayor Gavin Newsom first authorized licenses for gay couples in February, and thousands got them before the state Supreme Court stopped the City Hall weddings a month later. Next week, the court will hear oral arguments on whether Mayor Newsom overstepped his authority. NPR's Richard Gonzalez checked in with some newlyweds to see how they're doing.
Most people have months to plan their weddings. Sarah Connor of Oakland had less than 24 hours.
I got a call from someone I know who works at the ACLU the night before, and she said, "Hey, you want to get married at City Hall tomorrow morning?" We just decided however we could make it happen, we were going to make it happen.
The tip came from a friend who knew that Mayor Gavin Newsom planned to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Connor and her partner, Gillian Smith, both in their mid-30s, already had been planning to get married in Canada. So they seized the chance and became the second same-sex couple to be wed at City Hall. In retrospect, says Smith, they're saddened that their friends and family couldn't be there, which is why they're planning to renew their vows this summer. Gillian Smith.
Before we got married, I didn't think I could be any more committed to this relationship and to Sarah. And after taking our vows, and they were traditional vows, and being acknowledged by, you know, our peers and the city, there was just a sense of peace and comfort in our relationship that didn't exist before. That was amazing.
But they have yet to receive all of the practical benefits of a married couple. Both were already registered as domestic partners, which under California law allows Smith to be covered under Connor's health plan. Now they want Connor's employer and her insurance company to recognize that she is married, which makes a difference. Gillian Smith.
As a domestic partner, my health benefits are taxed, whereas if I were her acknowledged spouse, they wouldn't be. And I know that we're kind of in limbo.
And that legal limbo leaves even some veteran lawyers scratching their heads. Fred Hertz is an Oakland attorney who has written two books on legal issues for same-sex couples.
I said recently to a colleague that I've never learned to say I don't know in such elaborate, fancy ways as I now say it.
Hertz says it's still not clear, for example, what banks will make of same-sex couples who want a mortgage or a loan. So Hertz says, tell the truth. Married in San Francisco, legal validity uncertain. He also notes that the federal government doesn't recognize the marriages, so a newlywed can't expect to one day receive a deceased spouse's Social Security benefits. That's why Hertz advises gay newlyweds to take the backup step of registering as domestic partners.
So that if the marriages are deemed invalid, at least as to state rights and state obligations, they will be protected, because in California, as a state-registered domestic partner, you have property rights, you have alimony rights, you have hospital visitation rights, you have the right to adopt your partner's child.
Will Schenck, a San Francisco artist, is playing with his daughter, Stassa. He and his spouse, UB Morgan, were already domestic partners when they adopted Stassa right after her birth a year ago. Since getting married in February, they say they haven't yet had a need to test any legal issues. Morgan says he did try to run a wedding announcement in his hometown newspaper in Texas, but the paper turned him down. Schenck had better luck with his hometown paper in Pennsylvania. Both say they're struck by the personal rather than the practical aspects of matrimony. First, UB Morgan.
Actually, I was empowered by how spiritual it was for me, and I didn't anticipate that. I've never been big on ceremonies, but a marriage, it's the real thing, and yeah, it's very powerful.
We did find out how strong those vows are, because we thought they were words that we would never say and they would never apply to us. They were for somebody else. And to suddenly feel part of that long, long-standing tradition of saying in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, and to really feel the meaning of those words was very moving for us.
Across the bay from San Francisco in the city of Emeryville, 26-year-old Camilo Ortiz identifies with that sense of belonging. Ortiz was raised by a lesbian couple.
Yeah, straight male, culturally queer. It's who I am. And it will be who I will always be.
In February, his mother, Victoria Ortiz, married Jen, her partner of 17 years. The son sees the marriage as a vindication of his own experience.
Growing up, it was hard, and I think not so much because of my mom's sexuality, but was because of what was surrounding me at the time of the kids being homophobic, very prejudiced, not understanding a different side of families and relationships. It makes me feel proud and allows me to believe that anything can happen.
For Victoria Ortiz, dean of students at UC Berkeley's Bolt Hall Law School, standing in line to get married was not just an expression of her dedication to her spouse. She says it was also a political statement from ordinary people.
Chubby and skinny and fat and tall and short and all different colors, all different ages. I would say 30 and up. And these are people with jobs and people with families who maybe didn't know they were gay or lesbian or in a committed relationship. It took a hell of a lot of courage for people to do that and not know what was on the other side of it.
On the other side is the possibility that the California Supreme Court will invalidate the San Francisco marriages, a possibility that Victoria Ortiz dismisses with a wave of her hand. Our marriage is forever, she says. They can't take that away. No court in the world is going to change that for us. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.